Yet another conversation about what the future of Milwaukee's iconic Mitchell Park Horticultural Domes will take place this evening. The full Milwaukee County Board and residents will be gathering to learn and comment on what supporters are calling a transformative plan. It folds the restoration of the domes in with the green space in which it resides, Mitchell Park. WUWM environmental reporter Susan Bentz talks with a few of the people who see promise in the long-awaited plan.
Bill Lynch has seen fellow members of the Milwaukee County Task Force on the Mitchell Park Conservatory domes come and go during his nearly three-year tenure as chair. The process has been as complicated as the group's name. Over the years, various consultants presented their take on whether the three beehive-shaped glass domes, each housing unique plant habitats, should and or could be preserved. More than 50 years old, the domes, like so many Milwaukee County Parks facilities, have long been in need of maintenance. Lynch says over the course of many meetings and analysis, the task force has learned that the domes, although in need of attention, are structurally sound.
Very sound, and probably in better shape than we were thinking before they did their detailed analysis.
And that the public overwhelmingly supports a future that includes the domes in Mitchell Park. Lynch believes the plan the task force is endorsing provides both creative and forward-thinking solutions.
We've also figured out that the park that the domes is in is as important to the domes and the domes to the park as the domes themselves.
The $66 million plan would unfold over a 10-year period, starting with crews rehabilitating the three-domed complex. Adjacent existing space could be transformed to a restaurant with outdoor seating. A new entrance would welcome visitors into the domes and also provide classroom space. Lynch looks out at what we can see of Mitchell Park's 61 acres.
There's so much that can be done outside the physical structure of the domes themselves to reinvent this place and make it a place for fun and learning and job development and job training.
Lynch says conversations have already begun in the broader community to fuel partnerships. Charlie Eline with Teens Grow Greens likes the proposed Mitchell Park Learning, Wellness, and Horticultural Campus idea.
I think that the nonprofits, sometimes there needs to be a reason for them to work together, and this is a very good reason because it amplifies the mission of each one of our organizations. And that's what we should be doing.
Mitchell Park and the domes, it's a big chunk of the geography of the 45 square city blocks or so that comprise the neighborhood.
That's Ian Bautista. He's talking about the Clark Square neighborhood, where he's leading an initiative to nurture its health and economic wellness. Bautista, who's also been part of the Dome's task force, calls the proposed plan visionary. When fully operational, it projects creating more than 300 new family-supporting jobs, some on-site, others in the neighborhood. Bautista says those jobs also send a signal.
That, the county and all of the partners are absolutely committed to urban Milwaukee and making sure that we're doing everything that we can to stay up with stewardship, the environment, and water and all of the elements involved in that. But we're also very committed as a community to economic justice and community economic development.
So who's going to pay for this plan? Milwaukee County's share would be $13.5 million, spread over 10 years, while a combination of private and public tax incentives, as well as private fundraising initiatives, would cover the lion's share of the $66 million budget. $30 million of that would restore the domes. Jennifer Sandy, with the National Trust for Historic Preservation, says historic tax credits could help fund that piece.
There's a federal historic tax credit, and that provides a 20% tax credit for historic buildings. And those are buildings that have been determined eligible for the National Register of Historic Places. And we know that the domes meets that criteria. There's also a state historic tax credit.
Together, they could cover 40% of the cost to restore the domes to gleaming, rehabbed splendor. But before that funding formula can be pieced together, the Milwaukee County Board and Executive would have to sign off on the plan. The board will consider the plan tonight and hear what residents think about it before reconvening again on Thursday morning. As of the time this story was filed, a vote on the Dome's Mitchell Park plan did not appear to be on its agenda. Susan Bentz, 89.7, WUWM, Milwaukee's NPR.